Sikhay Kilos, kapit bisig para sa kaunlaran, para sa kinabukasan.
Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan.
Sikhay Along,
wagas na tugtugan
at ating pangkomunidad.
Magandang tanghali sa inyong lahat. Napakinggan niyo po si David Bowie, Never Get Old. Nandito po tayo ngayon sa programa ng College of Social Work and Community Development. Ako po ay si classmate rocker Roselle.
As usual, si classmate Hazel po. Kagandahan!
No. Diba? Okay. So, ayos ba yung ating ano? Hindi pa siya millennials eh. Pero alam mo naman si David Bowie, ano yun, timeless yan eh. Never get old.
Just like us.
Yes.
Diba?
Kanyang calendar age na. Okay, yeah. Today is December 2. Wow. Can you believe it?
Yes.
Konti
na lang.
Tomorrow is my childhood friend's birthday, December 3.
Oh, it's going to be my Chesa's birthday on December 10.
Oh, Human Rights Day.
Yes, that's why I'm telling her that you're supposed to be nicknamed Kara. Oh, I don't like it, sabi niya. Bakit Kara? Karapatan, anak.
Okay. Hindi pat.
Pat. Ano yung pat? Karapat dapat.
Okay, happy birthday to Christy. Christy Ramos, its birthday is on December 3.
Wow.
Okay, that my childhood friend.
Mm-hmm. And my birthdays.
Oh, marami, December. Marami. Uh-oh. Babatiin natin lahat yan mamaya. Okay, today our episode, Classmate Hazel, is
nakakatuwa to. Talagang ano ba tawag natin dito? Siguro yung napapanahon. Hindi napapanahon eh. Talagang mainit-init pa kasi to. Mainit-init
super,
pa. Talagang super,
super talaga,
ano pa siya.
O, mamaya babasahin rin natin yung mga official. Ang ating pangalan, ang pangalan ng episode natin ay Temperamental Brat 2016.
Ayan, okay. Dahil yan po ay isang trending na
label, concept, term, no? Yes. Ngayon, ano ba ang temperamental brat? Kasama natin ngayon episode ay si Daniel Hill, Carl Molina, at si Kevin Mandrilla.
Yes. Okay.
And later on, meron din tayong
mga temperamental brats.
Sila daw ang temperamental brat experts.
Yeah. Tayo, ano kaya tayo? Temperamental brats.
Ano lang, mga lola ng mga
first wave. Oh. First wave ka, darling.
Oh, hindi sabi nga ng aking kaibigan ni Nonoy Oplas, das, temper lang ako, pero hindi mental at saka hindi brat. temper lang. Yun. No mental and no brat. So, temper lang. Mental. Anyway, classmate Hazel,
babasahin ba natin ang mga, bakit si, nga ba tayo pumunta sa temperamental brats?
De, gusto ko basahin yung unang-una na sin. Saan ba pumasok? How did that term come into the consciousness of people? Yun, di ba? Unang-una. Kasi pag binasa mo yung mga placards ngayon, sa protest placards, level up na ngayon.
Oo nga. Kaysa dati parang ano lang
isa lang yan. Ngayon iba-ibang klase.
Isang tono, boring, diba?
Isa lang ang kulay.
Isang kulay.
Ngayon pati yung Dictator Hitler Tuta, iniiba na rin. Ilalagay nila pusa.
Pusa? Oo, talaga.
Eh syempre sa mga, insulto daw kasi daw sa mga aso.
Sa mga aso, ganun. As hindi insulto sa mga pusa.
Oh, ngayon siyempre, yung mga pro-pusa ngayon. Speaking about pusa, meron ngayon.
Oh, galing mo sumegwe, ha? Sige, i-announce na yan.
Hindi, mamaya, itatawagan natin yung, meron tayong upcat and puspin piesta bukas yun, dyan sa hall ng malapit sa Arco na Cruz na Ligas.
Ayan, so mga pusa lovers.
Oo.
Imbitado ba sila?
Oh, imbitado lahat ng pusang Pinoy na pusa at saka yung mga
pusang gala.
Pusang gala. Tayo yun.
Tayo yun.
Pusang gala. At mga upcat, no? Mm-hmm. Kasi mga pusa dito sa UP, ang tawag sa kanila upcat. College entrance test sila. Okay. So tomorrow there will be free anti-rabies vaccination.
Wow.
There will be Philippine Animal Welfare Society will be talking about how to handle stray cats.
Oh.
So there will be a talk at tomorrow. It starts at 9 o'clock and ends at 3. No, so bring your cats there. No,
grab and that opportunity.
Yes,
mahal
free.
Din ang pagbakuna.
Half of the vets will be in the hall and half will be walking.
Vet
in
ba natin to sa UP? Hindi.
Sa POS. Okay. And then, so aside from the talk of the Philippine Animal Welfare, we also have a free anti-rabies vaccination. Then we have also a bazaar of cat products and design.
Wow.
Ang pinaka-importante rin, mamaya tawagan natin yung spokesperson ng itong organizer ng may photography contest ng mga pusa. At saka yun, bongga. Participatory.
Todo na to?
Oh, participatory yun. As in, bring your own photo. They will frame it there.
Wow.
Para pare-pareho yung ano.
Ikaw magdadala ka. What's the name of your pusa?
May pusa. Ano yun? Si Foucault. Fukushima.
Baka bumangon si Foucault.
Sounds like Foucault. Eh, no? Uh-huh. Sige. Sige. It's 12. Asan na yung ano clock? Ayun, nandun sa ilan.
It's 12:11:59.
Mm. Oh, sige, ano mga updates natin sa college, classmate Hazel?
Ah, okay. So,
kagagaling nyo lang.
Kagagaling lang namin Bicol. Sa Bicol. Sa,
at ngayon,
araw.
Bago ka magkwento ng Bicol mo, I'd like to greet that our Department of Women Development Studies are all now in Hanoi. We're
wow.
a panel in the Conference on Women and Development Studies. Yung ating chair na si Dr. Guy Claudio, si Dr. Natalie Verceles, Dr. Titan, Dr. Inday, former Dean of Reneo, and si Professor Wang Lagilies.
No? Iba na talaga kayo, level up na din.
Ako ang here to hold the fort dahil akong OIC. Oh, about the ano, the social work, you went to Bicol.
Oh, we went to Bicol to attend the biennial conference of the Association of Social Work Educators in the Philippines, no, for 3 days. So, okay naman, classmate. Ayun.
Ganun so, na. Ano yung buong okay department pumunta?
Buong department, kasi normally yan talagang buong department kapag
Nashway
Convention.
So, ang Nashway, for the benefit of our listeners, is stands for the National Association of Social Welfare Educators.
Social Workers Educators.
Social Work Educators. Okay, so Nashway.
Nashway, oo. And siguro, para sa kalaman ng lahat, malaki po ang contribution ng kolehiyo pagdating sa pagpapalago ng organisasyon na ito.
Mm-hmm.
Ang kolehiyo po ang isa sa mga haligi dyan. Ano? Marami tayong mga nagkaraang mga faculty ng Department of Social Work niya naging presidente, and mga nag-hold ng mga matataas na posisyon dyan.
Okay, that's good news for all our listeners. So
yes,
you're again looking forward to many good things to come. So going back to the temperamental brats,
yes,
classmate, no? Ang una-una yung lumabas yung si
Andanar.
Yes, maybe you can read what it was, a little about what was written.
Oh no, not
no,
here.
That they are like temperamental brats, no? And then they're not fit to change the world or even change diapers, no? So yun yung unang sinabi niya.
Yun ang unang sinabi. Oh. Ayun. What else? Hindi ko mahanap. Ang nasa akin kasi dito, nung lumabas yung mga ganon, meron akong isang post na nabasa as sagot dun sa sinabi, no? Na temperamental brats nga sila.
Yeah, kasi referring to the young people.
To the young people, oo.
So you, that's 30 and below and
tapos,
beyond.
Yes, oo. Tapos diba, ang mga kasama siguro ng mga komento na ano din dyan, kumakabit dyan, is yung mga komento na bakit ka ba pumupunta sa EDSA at magwewelga? Hindi ka pa naman pinanganak nung panahon ng martial law. Or bata ka pa naman noon, wala ka pang naiintindihan.
Yes.
Diba?
Parang yun sinasabi, naps na lang parang sagot, bakit nung si Kristo naman, wala naman time na yun.
Sayang-saya ka nung Pasko, wala ka naman nung birthday ni Kristo. Diba? Parang gano'n. So, meron ako isang post na nabasa kasi that sinasabi that during the suppression of 1872, no, ito yung mga panahon na nilalabanan natin, yung mga Kastila. Tsaka yung mga Amerikano, sa totoo lang sinasabi na ang mga lumaban talaga yung ating mga heroes ay nasa kanilang mga ano kabataan years. Oo, yung
kaya nga si Andres Bonifacio, temperamental brat siya 1896, 'di ba? Yun ang isang placard noon, no?
Oo, ito sinasabi dito na nung panahon daw na binita yung Gomburza noong 1872, ito ang age nila, no? Si Jose Rizal was just 11 years old. Andres Bonifacio was just 9 years old. Apolinario Mabini was 8. Marcelo Del Pilar was 22. Oh, matanda pala si Kuya Marcelo. Marciano Ponce was 9. Juan Luna was 15. Antonio Luna was 6. And Emilio Aguinaldo was just 3 years old. Ganun lang sila kababata nung panahon na yun. And yet,
who was 3 years old?
Aguinaldo. The bunso. Okay. The bunso. Okay.
Oh, say now, who is a temperamental brat?
Oh, oh, so yeah.
Anyway, I will be coming back and we'll be talking to Daniel Hill, no, mm-hmm. After our break.
Our break.
It's 12:16. DZUP 1602 is a member of KBP, the Kapisana ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas. DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602. Tayo na makinig sa DZUP 1602. Ikaw ang po tayo sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Tabi po. Makikiraan po.
Alamin ang iba't ibang kaalamang bayan dito lamang sa Tabi-Tabi po Lo Radio. Tuwing Lunes, alas 6 hanggang alas 7 ng gabi sa Radio School ng DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Pa-DZUP ka naman!
Happy 50th anniversary, DZUP, from the Philippine Association of Food Technologists Alpha Chapter.
Sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Tag-ulan na naman! Paano ba maging handa para sa mga dadating na bagyo at ulan?
Maghanda ng sapat na pagkain na di kailangang lutuin at malinis na tubig.
Magtago ng mga flashlight, kandila at mga radyong debaterya sa bahay.
Ayusin ang mga mahihinang bahagi ng bahay upang hindi masira agad pagdating ng bagyo.
Ihanda ang sarili sa mga parating na bagyo at ulan. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Sikhay Kilos, kapit bisig para sa kaunlaran, para sa kinabukasan.
Oh! Ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan ako. Ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan ako. Ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan ako. Ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan.
Nagbabalik po tayo dito sa programa ng College of Social Work and Community Development. Ako po ang si Classmate Roselle.
At si Classmate Hazel pa rin po ito.
Nandito ang ating unang guest.
Yes.
Isang expert sa temperamental bratting.
Wow.
Hello, welcome Daniel. Hello?
Hello.
Hi. This is Kevin.
Kevin! Oh,
I'm sorry.
Kakaiba talaga ba temperamental? Brats, temperamental nga.
Sorry. That's me.
Oh, that's
sorry.
Hello.
Hello, Kevin.
I looked at the wrong list. Sorry, Kevin. Ha? Hi, Kevin.
Okay,
anyway, welcome, no? Kasi we're talking about yung this whole concept and mm-hmm. and this label now, whether it's derogatory, whether it's good, no?
Mm-hmm.
Or how young people like you see this, no? So, what do you think? Why don't you share your thoughts about this, no? Sige, Kevin,
yeah.
Go.
Actually po, sundan ko lang din yung binigay na question sa akin kanina. So, ako po si, yeah, si Kevin Manjilia, student ko ako sa UP ngayon, sa Asian Center.
Teacher mo si Echel, diba? Student sa amin naman yung teacher mo.
Kevin,
oh, diba?
Maraming yes. salamat sa pagpapaunlak sa aking imbitasyon.
Mm. Opo, yes, yes ma'am.
Ikaw pala si Kevin, yung nagpo-post nung mga...
Ay, naku, sorry Kevin, mga ulyani na kasi dito, ano? No, hindi ka gaya mga kabataan. Sorry Kevin, this is
okay,
Roselle, it's really embarrassing. Kevin Mandrilia.
Mandrilia.
Yes, he was the one who posted all these interesting photos and I posted it on my timeline and so many people shared it, Kevin. So it's so nice to hear. Yeah, thank you very much for sharing those, capturing the moment and the movement.
Mm, yes.
Oh, it's not just a moment though, it's a movement.
Movement.
Sige, Kevin.
Opo. Yes po, yun po. Actually, ang tanong kasi sa akin kanina is, paano ba, bakit ko ba naisip gawin yon? Bakit ko siya naisip i-gather?
Mm-hmm.
Actually po, dati kasi yung mga previous protest actions, I was able to join them.
Which are the protests? When was this?
yung November 18,
ay, the yung first mga time
nauna,
na.
Mga nauna po, yung mm-hmm. mismong araw yung, na nilipo.
Paglibing, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos ngayon pong November 30, hindi po ako nakapunta kasi I had to attend this family gathering.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Pero,
25.
Po, so, yes, mm-hmm. po, yung 30 po, ngayong yung last. So, in frustration, sabi ko, tignan ko na nga lang yung pictures sa Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And then, immediately, I saw this, you know, very funny post. Sabi ko, matatawa yung mga friends ko dito.
Mm-hmm.
So, I shared it on Facebook. At maganda yung kanilang response. Then, nag-add pa ako, 2 or 3, and then I decided, why not create a collection, lahat ng mm-hmm. makita ko.
Mm-hmm.
And then, ang idea ko is to write my own caption.
Yeah, and yun then, nga, interesting. Yung parang pangsagot, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Kasi usually may mga sumasagot na trolls na yung minsan di na pinapatulong. Pero sige, go.
Mm-hmm. Yun po. Late, mamaya-maya, pagkatingin ko, actually, gabi na ko position na po. Pagkagising ko na umaga, it had hundreds of shares.
Wow,
hindi lang pala sa timeline ko yan. It's at ano.
Yeah. Isa na kami sa share.
Actually nagbibilang eh. Actually sinare yan ng anak ko. Tapos meron 4,000, meron 2,000,
yes.
And that was like how many days ago?
Ano po? Like 12,000 shares na yung iba pa po yung mga individual photos.
Ah, yung whole album 12,000 shares.
Opo.
Wow. Congratulations, Kevin.
Yes, thank you for
that. Anong pinakamataas na share doon? Parang ano, stock market, no?
Yung ano po, the photo na andun po si Ben Medina, yung Tinder.
Match.
Yung match.
Match
made in hell.
Yes. Oh. Yung pinakamarami yun.
Opo, madami yun. Tsaka yung Chicken Joy po.
Gusto ko rin yan. Yes, natuma ko yes to Chicken Joy.
Naku, may libre pa. Dapat bayaran ka rin yung blank. Diba?
Blank.
Kasi this is a DZUP. We don't advertise here. Eh. So kaya blank. Non-profit ang DZUP. Oh,
okay.
Diba?
Yes po, I understand. So,
yun din pala.
Yun po. So, kasi ang dynamic din ng discussions. But hindi po natin maiwasan. Ang dami pong talagang mga pro Marcos din na lumusog dun sa
at
mga
least,
comments.
Oh, at least buhay ang debate, di ba?
Mm. Yes po. At ano naman po yun, wala naman pong surprising doon. It's we expect it. So, mas importante po siguro ngayon, like how we view this. Kasi ang tanong, last question sa akin ay, anong tingin ko sa rally, sa creativity na nakita natin, yung pagtingin ko dun sa how millennials are doing yung protest actions. So, sa akin po kasi, I think meron pong mga bagay na same sa mga traditional protest actions. So, may mga bagay din pong different.
Mm-hmm.
So, same pa din po yung maririnig natin na dinidevalue ng iba yung boses ng kabataan. Sabi nila, mag-aaral na lang kayo. Bakit ba kayo nang iistorbo pa?
Mm-hmm.
At hindi naman po yan unique ngayon. Dati pa po narinig na natin yan. So, ang na-capture nga po ito nung sinabihan kami na temperamental brat.
Mm-hmm.
Pero, naggamit po, instead of maaasar na lang kami, actually, naggamit po namin to. We were able to appropriate this sa ano namin, sa cause.
Mm-hmm.
And, actually, naging identity na siya kasi po, na-connect namin siya sa past.
Sa past.
Mayroon pong meme na lumabas, sabi, Andres Bonifacio, temperamental brat of 1896.
Mm.
So, ang sinasabi po namin doon ay, ang kabataan lagi namang kumikilos yan at laging piniframe in a way na parang sina-question bakit ba kayo kumikilos. So, yung sinasabi po namin na yon na we are taking that identity, it's actually empowering na rin in a way kasi parang it means na we are responding to yung yung how the administration, people in power are trying to diminish yung what we're doing, no? So, ayun po, naging parang identity na rin na we are trying to assert we are relating it to the previous struggles at we're temperamental brats and we're present.
Thank you very much, Kevin, for it's really a joy to listen to you and mm-hmm. your your outlook, no, despite all this bothering and frustrating and sad events, no. The young people like you are able to rise above, no, and show your agency.
Yes, so maraming maraming salamat din sa ano,
and congratulations for ano sharing your photos.
Yeah, maraming salamat sa pag-isip ng mag-collate ng lahat ng ito, no. Dahil pag kung walang ganung pag-collate,
tsaka
hindi natin lahat
collate,
makita,
pati
no?
Yung dialogue nandoon,
yes,
yung caption.
Yes, po,
so that least there's expression of that debate and the discourse. Mm-hmm. Salamat, Kevin.
Thank you,
Kevin.
Thank you very much po.
Okay, bye-bye. Ayun, ang galing. Taga-UP din pala siya.
Oo.
Kaya pala, wala siyang kaabog-abog.
Kaabog-abog? Ano naman yun? Is that Bisaya or what?
I don't know. Nakuha ko na yan dito sa Manila. Hindi ko na alam kung Bisaya or what.
It's too bad that Ivy Buena Obra was supposed to join us today, but she will join us soon again, I'm sure.
Okay.
Kasi I promised her that we would have a multicultural show here, you know, episode na. She can speak her Ilocano because she's an Ilocano and she's proud.
We have been dreaming of that, remember, to have a multicultural show.
So we'll have one whole show with Ivy. No.
Ilocano.
Yeah.
Oh, ako lang ang taga-sabi ng DZUP.
Yes.
Parang ganun na lang ako.
We will have F-I-N-G-I. Ako F-I fake Ilocano.
Ako wala. G-I,
genuine Ilocano. Sige. We're now talking about Temperamental Brats 2016 and Temperamental Brats. We just heard from Kevin Mandrilia, who shared most of his protest placards.
Yeah.
Complete with caption and answers to those who were debating on allowing the burial of the dictator Marcos. Okay, what were some of these ano?
Yung insight siguro na isa sa nakuha ko dun sa sinabi ni Kevin is yung
basahin natin yung mga
Kevin.
Placards
po. Para sa mga hindi pa nakaalam,
it's not a moment. This is the
movement.
Yun ang isang favorite ko.
Oh, teka nga, maghanap nga ako ng ako pala ang paborito ko diyan is Living Lie.
Living Alay.
Living Alay. Living Alay. Tsaka yung mga
Bangkay Salakay.
Oh,
yun.
Tsaka yung mga Harry Potter fan kasi ako. Kaya ang mga gusto ko doon yung mga Kushu. Mga ganyan.
Yeah. Actually, most of the placards have a lot to do also with certain films and TV shows or episodes na if you don't watch, you wouldn't know what they're talking about. Like
yung
Best na Fantastic Beasts, sinasabi niya na Fantastic Deaths.
Tapos meron din siyang The Man of Steel.
Yan, diba? S-T-E-A-L.
Oo, pag nanakaw. Ganon, diba?
Diba? Tapos yung, ano pa yung mga...
Meron din akong hindi ko natin babasahin yung medyo may mga ano ng konti. Ito, pakihanap si Alan Peter. Oh, di ba?
De, gusto ko yun yung Quiet Tanya. Ano yun? Yung ginawang Nemo.
Finding Quiet Tano.
Ayun. Oh. Finding Quiet Tano. Tapos yung sa Nemo, yung mukha.
Mm-mm.
Yung mukha ni Alan Peter.
Oh, ito naman. Laban muna bago landi. Oh, diba?
Okay,
may ganon.
Landi means
diba?
Flirting, no?
Oo. Oh, oh.
Ito pa, Commander-in-Chief, don't me.
Kasi ka, diba? Yung panag-panag English-English nila, diba?
Oo. Oh, oh.
Ito, diba? Hindi ko ito masyado maintindihan, pero Beshies against Bardagulan. Oh, I don't know. Bardagulan. Yung mga ganon. Tapos,
okay.
Ito, pwede ka dito, classmate. Nawawalang tuta. Oh.
Oh,
if found, please call 8888. Ano yung 8888?
Pizza delivery. Hindi, maganda yung kasi
lang.
Actually, kinuha ko yung isang picture of a dog dun sa mga pictures nakalagay dun tungkol sa tuta. No?
Tapos?
Tapos, linagay ng estudyante ko na Asan na ba 'yon? Dami naman dito.
Oh, sige.
Ito, no botox needed, no.
Okay, tapos sa likod.
Sa side one 'yon, uh-huh. Return the stolen wealth, no. Sinasabi. Soli ang ninakaw. Tapos referring to the stolen money by spent by Amy Marcos on the cosmetic
botox
surgery.
Uh-huh.
Tapos nakakatot, pinost ng estudyante ko below that picture which I got from the news one news channel.
Mm-hmm.
Side 2, yung kabilang side nung dog, nandun din, ano na. You can't teach Sandro, referring to the grandchild of ex-president Marcos, new tricks.
Kasi, you can't, di ba yun, you can't, ano ba yan, di ba, pakasabihan yan? Oo nga, sige. Ano na tayo, di ba? Ang oras ay nakakatuwa to na natutuwa kami sa pagbabasa. Okay, anyway, ang oras ay 12:31. Ang DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP, Kapisanan ng Mga Broadcaster ng Pilipinas. Sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Halika na pakinig sa DZUP 1602.
Magkapatid tayo, wika ng ina mo, mag-uugnay sa Pilipino. Wika ng ina mo, salamin ng pagkatao. Wika ng ina mo, magtatakda kung saan tayo patungo. Wika ng ina mo.
The Asian Network of GIS-based historical studies, in collaboration with a project on GIS-based global history from Asian perspectives, the Philippine Geographical Society Incorporated, and the University of the Philippines Department of Geography will be holding ANGIS 2016, the 5th International Conference on Asian Network for GIS-based historical studies. This will serve as a venue for forming new insights and perspectives that will challenge conventional historical researches through collaboration among member institutions and partners. The ANGIS conference will be on December 1 to 3, Thursday to Saturday, in Balay Kalinaw, UP Diliman. See you there.
Walang himala! Ang himala ay nasa puso ng tao! Nasa puso natin lahat! Tayo ang gumagawa ng himala!
Walang himala kung walang paniniwala. Walang himala kung walang ginagawa. Sama-sama tayo sa pagkamit ng malaya at mapagpalayang pelikulang Pilipino. Tangkilikin natin ang mga obrang likha mula sa sarili nating mga kamay. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Sikhay Kilos, kapit-bisig para sa kaunlaran, para sa kinabukasan.
Ako, ikaw, pamayanan ako, ikaw. Tayo'y isang pamayanan, ako, ikaw. Tayo'y isang pamayanan, ako, ikaw. Tayo'y isang pamayanan.
Magandang tanghali, nagbabalik po tayo sa programa ng College of Social Work and Community Development. Ako po ay si Classmate Rosel.
At ito pa rin po si Classmate Hazel para sa Sikhay Kilos.
Nandito po tayo ngayon sa episode on Temperamental Brats 2016. Kanina, napakinggan natin si Kevin Mandrilla. Ngayon, pakinggan naman natin ang isa pang kabataan, si Carl Molina, na estudyante ng ating estudyante.
Oh, estudyante diba? Ng ating estudyante. May apo na tayo!
Actually, ang teacher ni Carl ay isang estudyante sa College of Social Work and Community Development.
Okay.
Oh, yan yung mga mutations. Hello, Carl.
Hello.
Hi, good afternoon, Carl. Thank you for being with us today. Uh-oh. And you're one of our experts on temperamental brats. Ice ba?
Well, I wouldn't really say that I'm an expert because
you are the fact that you're in our lineup.
That's right. But I'm gonna claim
How old
that.
Are you, Carl?
Claim it.
I'm I'm 28, and well, first of all, I'd like to say good afternoon to everybody who's listening right now. I'm no longer a student, but I used to be a student at the Department of Family Life and Child Development under Teacher Etchell.
Oh,
you're not a student.
A student of life.
But you are still a temperamental brat.
I'm claiming it. I'm owning it. I'm a temperamental brat. Yes.
Yeah, share with us what you think about this concept now floating in space in the mouth of officials in the kaharian in Malacañang.
Right. I think it's important po na ano pag-usapan kung saan nga siya nagmula, and I think you were able to mention that earlier. It came from Secretary Martin Andanar.
Yes.
And Kevin is right. When I first found out and when I first heard of it, medyo nakaka-insulto siya eh. Kasi it was meant to
disempower.
To make us feel that, yeah, exactly. It was meant to make us feel, young people, that we our opinions and our thoughts do not matter, especially for an issue so big, such as the burial of the late dictator Ferdinand Marcos, no? So, pero when I saw it online and people started tweeting about it on Facebook, I just realized, and my friends also realized, that, you know, itong ano, temperamental brat, it's an opportunity for us to speak out. And embrace na lang din natin para maipahayag natin ang ating mensahe. Not just online, but also...
offline, where change happens.
Exactly. That's true. And yun nga, so I think it's also important for me to recognize the people that I know personally na parang naisip nila, sige, gamitin na lang din natin yan. Kaya nagawa sila ng placards, and that's when they went to the rally on November 25 and the 30th. And nag-create sila ng very creative placards to show what being a temperamental brat is all about. At first, it was an assault, but then we realized that if you really are fighting for something so important, then it's not really meant to insult you, but more of an opportunity for you to voice out ano talaga yung gusto mo ipahayag.
Okay.
So kailangan mo talaga i-inspire ang mga kapwa temperamental brat. Na parang sinasabi nila na parang kaharap lang ng computer lang lagi.
Oo. Kaya may nakita kang placard na maingay din kami offline.
That's true. I think yan naman talaga ang kritisismo sa ano sa kabataan ngayon, no? Parang lalo na for us mga millennials and young people, lagi kami nakikriticize na lagi na lang kami nasa sa computer, on Facebook, on Twitter. But really, we want to also send the message across that we're not just fighting this battle online, but we also go out on the streets and make our voices heard. Matter of fact, isa talaga dun sa may kaibigan ako, ang pangalan niya Monica Magpantay. She's one of the first few people who thought of the group Temperamental Brats on Twitter. Sinabi niya talaga na mukhang kailangan na nating tanggapin na medyo talo na tayo sa pakikipaglaban natin online. That's why.
And kailangan sabay-sabay lahat, all fronts. Diba?
Kasi you don't have the budget for trolls.
Exactly. So parang sa dami ng fake news, fake websites, and blog sites, online. Hindi ko na pabanggitin para hindi na siya ma-legitimize. Time na para ano no tanggapin natin that we are losing the battle online, so we have to go out and be on the streets, tweet with our feet. That's what
tweet with our feet. Gusto ko rin yan. Tweet with our feet. Tweet and with also feet. Tweet with our feet. Sabay diba?
So, para, online and offline. So so yun po talaga yung maisip namin. And I guess ano din, very thankful din tayo na madami din talaga tayong mga kakilala, kagaya ni Kevin kanina na nagsalita online, na they also use their wit and to do not parang in an attempt to people of our age, na kaya nyo din ito mag-isip ng ganyan. I-relate natin kung saan yung man yung pinaglalaban natin. So if you notice the protest signs that we use, they can be relevant even though they are anchored on popular culture. So without losing its value, without losing its meaning, alam natin na naka-angkla siya sa kung ano man yung pinaglalaban.
Okay.
Were you there during the rally?
I was there. I was
November 30?
the Turkey, yes, yeah. The
can you describe to us the atmosphere ng mga ano pagrarally ng mga millennials?
Kasi yung una-una is yung ginagamit nila yung iPad, yung mga
no, pag wala na talaga silang pang placard, no?
Hindi, parang halo-halo. Tsaka all that light, no? Those are not candles, definitely. No?
Those are cell phones, darling. Cell phones, tablets.
Parang that's new to me.
Nakakatuwa din yan, no? Kasi ang dami din talagang pictures na nag-surface. May mga light. To describe, it was...
How did you feel?
Infectious, yung energy na everyone was there, knowing that you're fighting for the same cause. Unified yung boses na gusto nyo...
Hindi dapat ilibing doon.
Na hindi dapat ilibing siya. Kasi ako sa libingan mo. Ali ng mensahe na parang gusto namin panawagan ay hukayin talaga ang nabi ng dating diktador. So I think that was very clear.
Alam mo ba, Carl, sabi sa akin ng estudyante ko kagabi nung nag-meeting kami ng klase, na meron daw isang grupo galing sa Mindiola. Meron silang lahat na may dala silang shovels. Yung pang soundtrack, pang bata. Lahat, all of them had one whole bunch of people holding little. Yung parang
that's a statement,
toys. Kasi yung pinost ko sa timeline ko, yung may hawak siyang shovel na may Ariel. Mm-hmm. Actually, hindi ko napansin yun. Ikaw nakapansin ng Ariel. Tapos meron siyang dala, hashtag sukayin. Pero ito daw, isang grupo galing sa Mindiola. May dala silang ano.
Ay, Carl, hindi kaya pag mga susunod na rally ay mas magiging pressured sa mga taong pupunta. Kailangan maganda yung placard mo, ha?
Kailangan. Yung iba nga kailangan i-explain, di ba, Carl? Yung ibang mga shows, hindi yan pinanunod ng ibang generation, eh.
I think hindi naman siya I think yung pressure is it's a good kind of pressure for everybody who would want to join and participate,
yes.
Kasi kung tutuusin, parang naging na din siya an opportunity for you to be creative and witty as much as you can. So sa tingin ko, kapag nagkaroon na susundon ng rally, makaka-expect pa tayo ng mas maraming placards na hindi lang nagpapahayag ng pagtulig sa doon sa issue, but also in a way na mas makaka-relate ang kabataan. Okay. And yun naman yung gusto natin, di ba? Huwag silang ma-alienate, and we want them to be on board, especially now, medyo garapala na yung pagre-revisa ng kasaysayan natin. Mm-hmm. At parang lagi na lang sinasabi na hindi naman kayo buhay nung panahon na yan. Mm-hmm. So I think at the very core of all these things, what we really want to do is we want our young people to be on board. And we talk to them in a language that they understand. Kaya may references ng Harry Potter,
How I Met My Mother,
How I Met Your Mother. Kasi,
yan. Kasi pero wala pa masyadong anime, hinihintay ko pa.
Alejo,
meron yung Voltes 5.
Oh, Revoltin. Oh,
diba? Sino may mga anime na yan?
Kasi yung anak ko, age mo eh, Carl, kaya nakaka-relate ako.
Okay.
So,
thank you very much,
yun.
Carl, ha, for being with us.
Thank you very much.
Alright, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Si Carl Molina, isang... Hindi natin alam na mga estudyante. Ilang mga estudyante rin pala ng UP.
Ang gagaling nila.
Thank you very much, Carl and Kevin.
Hindi na estudyante, darling.
Hindi na daw.
Oo. Pero temperamental.
Temperamental.
Alam mo, this is not the first time, ha, in the history na kiniklaim ng mga tao na nililabel. Uh-oh. Yung mga labels na binibigay sa kanila.
Na negative. Parang natatranslate nila.
Kasi if you can remember yung queer, mm-hmm. Yung queer was a label for LGBT ata in
UK.
Somewhere in
So parang masama yun,
clean name nila.
Oo,
parang din yung labeling them yung mga tao na black, 'di ba? Pangit din yun ngayon, talagang inaano na black
power.
Is beautiful. Oh, yun.
Okay.
Ayan, sige.
Okay, mamaya pang ating last guest, second to the last guest, si Daniel Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Meron kami sinyasan dito. It's 12:45. Babalik po ang DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP, kapisanan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas. Sa DZUP 1602,
kasali ka!
Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602.
Easy. Pa-DZUP ka naman!
Ciao a tutti! Noi siamo
Yupi Piccola Italia!
And we would like to say
Tanti auguri, DZUP! We wish you all the best!
Sa DZUP 1602 kasali ka!
Ako si Mark.
Ako naman si Carlo.
Nung una ko siyang makita,
alam ko na
na siya na talaga ang gusto kong makasama habang buhay.
My name is Lily. I love Daddy Carlo and Daddy Mark. I mean, I have a mom, but you know what? I have the best daddies in the world.
If a child can view all genders as equal, why can't everyone else see the world through the eyes of a child? Fight for gender equality. A reminder from DZUP 1602, Kasali ka!
Sikhay Kilos, kapitbisig para sa kaunlaran, para sa kinabukasan.
Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan.
Nandito po tayo. Magandang tanghali, nandito po tayo sa programa ng College of Social Work and Community Development, si Kai Kilos sa DZUP. Ang ating episode ngayon ay tungkol sa Temperamental Brats 2016, and we have recently listened to Kevin Mandrilla, who posted a bunch of protest placards which had almost 12,000 shares, and Carl Molina, who are both students of UP and former students. And now we will be listening to a young woman who, according to sources, wrote a play on martial law, and she garnered a prize for this. Her name is Danielle Hill. Welcome, Danielle. Hello.
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 Good afternoon.
Oh, thank you for being with us, Danielle. Is it Daniel or Daniel? How do I
Danielle.
Pronounce? Danielle. Okay.
Danielle.
So this is Classmate Roselle and Classmate Hazel.
Classmate Hazel, hello.
Hi, Danielle.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Just call me Danny.
Danny. Hi, Danny. Can you tell us what you think about the whole concept of a temperamental brat? Mm-mm. Are you for it? Or how do you feel about it? Sad,
angry? Are you for it?
Are you for it or are you for it?
I'm actually for it. I think it's pretty funny that it was supposed to be an insult given to us. But considering the fact that this is a generation that grew up with temperamental brats as heroes, for example, si Naruto, si Son Goku, si Gohan...
Parang yan na ang anime.
Yan na hinahanap ko na anime eh.
Yan na hinahanap ko eh. Oh, sige.
Lumaki kami with Harry Potter and Tris Prior and sina Katniss Everdeen na tinawag din na temperamental brat sa mga government nila. And look at what happened.
Mm-hmm. So, Danny, can you tell us about also your play, ha, mamaya-maya, after you tell us your expertise on the temperamental brats? Sabi kasi ni Ivy, temperamental brat expert ka eh.
Ay, charot. Di naman masyado.
Kaya ka ngayon nandito on air.
And this is archived, ha? Remember, in the UP Main Live.
Ay, nako, pahingi akong copy, ha?
Pwedeng hukayin to after 50 years.
Hashtag.
For another temperamental brats rally. Wag naman sana.
Sige, Daniel, tuloy lang.
So, yun, on the concept of temperamental brats, feeling ko, super major insult backfire siya on the part of Andanar kasi hindi siya nakaka-insulto eh. Kasi number one, sanay na tayo na oldies are looking down on us, but at the same time, we know na minsan may mali din sila.
Minsan lang. okay.
Gaano kadalas minsan?
Ang kind mo naman, ano, Danny. Si objective talaga, kahit nakakainis talaga sila. Sige.
May mga nakakainis, may mga super rude na gusto mo nang bardagulin, pero...
Yun ang bardagulin.
What do you mean by bardagulin?
Please naman explain. Kasi we're wondering what bardagulin
means. Ewan ko kay Sasasot. Ewan ko kay Sasasot kung ano ibig sabihin nun.
Basta it's bad. Ano yun? Anong suntok?
By the way, you use it in the sentence, para masusuntukin mo.
Suntok, no? Sige.
Or pupukin mo.
Or, ayaw ko, like kung obliterate from the face of the earth.
Amen. Pero, like, you try to be polite pa rin kasi you don't want them to have anything else against you. Like, alam mo na na mali sila, alam mo na na ginagawa nila yon at hindi tama na nagiging super rude sila sa'yo. So, bakit mo gagawin sa kanila?
Ba't mo papatulan? Kasi may breeding kayo.
Yeah, don't go like, too low.
Ika nga ni Michelle Obama, when they go low, we go high.
Yes.
Diba? Sige, Danica, Ivy mentioned to me that you wrote a play on martial law. When was this? Maybe you can tell our listeners a little about this.
Kasi our university was, our university theater org was celebrating its 40th year. Mm-hmm. So, nagpa-contest sila. Four scriptwriters were going to write four plays. Tapos, it's going to be presented dun sa festival. It's called the Rubio Theater Arts Festival.
When was this?
Sinaw siya nung mga bandang September.
This year?
Yes, just this year.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, pero sinulat ko yung play, mga April, yung kasagsagan ng RP nonfiction.
Mm-hmm. So what is the name of your play, Dani?
Pula.
Mm-hmm.
Oo.
Can you tell us about it?
Sure. Ang concept ko is the day of the the Battle of Malacanang. Nasa loob sina Edjo. Tapos, tapos na yung meeting na yun kasi may nagbato ng Molotov. I tried to research on that. Tapos, wala akong nakita. Hindi pinangalanan kung sino yung nagbato. So, I was like, uy, curious. Sino to? Sino tong taong to? Babae ba siya? Lalaki? Ano siya? At bakit niya ginawa yon? Siya yung nagpasimuno ng lahat eh. So, from that perspective, inanon ako na it's a break the fourth wall monologue na kinakwento niya kung ano nangyari, like, how did we get here? So, kinakwento niya yung stories ni na Lilo sa Hilaw, kung ano nangyari kay Lilo sa Hilaw, kung ano nangyari kina Boyet Mijares, kina Johnny Escandor, ganon, yung mga martial law victims. Mm-hmm.
And young students also like you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Ang ano.
So how did you feel when they showed it in the theater? Na binuha yung sinulat mo.
Number one, ang galing ng mga actors. Hindi ko inexpect na ganun yung magiging treatment nila. Ang intense.
Kung ano yung
ginawa talaga kinalilo. Like, kung ano yung kinukwento niya nangyayari sa kanya.
Okay.
Pero I don't wanna give too much spoilers.
Yeah.
Nice. Pero,
hopefully, you will show that again and we'll announce it here on DZUP, Dani, ha?
Wow, okay. Sige, sasabihin ko kay Ivy kung sakali.
Sige, we'll have one more episode all on that. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Mm. Tapos, pero ang pinaka-interesting na nakita ko at ang pinaka-natuwa ako was during the torture scenes, yung mga nanonood, hindi makatingin-tingin sa stage. Yung parang tinatakpan nila yung mga tenga nila, kumitikit sila, they're turning away.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, nasa likod ako noon. Tapos, inisip ko, ilan sa mga taong to ang nag-share ng mga posts from pro-Marcos sites?
Mm-hmm.
Ilan dito yung mga naniniwala na mayaman si Marcos because of Yamashita Treasure?
Mm-hmm.
Ilan dito ang naniniwala na justified ang martial law?
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, inisip ko, teka, akala ko ba okay kayo sa martial law? Ito ang martial law eh. Tumingin kayo.
So it was really, it's really intense like you were saying. So you were there, so you witnessed also the reaction of the audience to your work.
Yes.
Congratulations, Dani, and we look forward to hear more about this play. Would you like to say one last thing about to our listeners on this whole temperamental brat concern now and all in the protest movement?
So okay, sure. Well, siguro magpa-plug na lang ako. Right about now, may isang grupo na binubuo. We want to be a coalition of all the other groups that temperamental brats are in, school orgs or whatever. It's called Millennials Against Dictators, and nilaunch siya nung Siklab Bayani, you know yung November 30 protest.
Siklab Bayani.
Yeah, nilaunch yung Millennials Against Dictators on that day. Tapos ang naging speaker namin, ang naging face namin was Nicole De Castro. You remember her?
No. No, as in
the one who was alone in front of the libingan, is that her?
The one with the long hair, yeah. Her.
Ah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So siya yung Mockingjay namin. And tonight magkakaroon ng house party for Millennials Against Dictators.
Wow, where?
Somewhere in QC. Send ko mamaya yung address kasi wala akong internet ngayon.
Okay.
Send ko na lang, later.
Everybody invited to that party?
Well, sure.
If you're millennials against dictators.
Oh my God, bring your face.
And if you can't bring your friends, bring food, bring alcohol. I was told that Lelo y Claudia was gonna be there, so...
That's the mother of Lelo is out of town now. Yeah, he will be there. Dr. Guy Claudio is the chair of our department, and she's currently out of the country.
Thank you very much,
Danny, for sharing yourself and your ideas and your insights. And we'll be in touch with you soon, okay? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. Bye-bye.
Eon, ang saya ng episode na to.
Nice talaga. Biglang hindi mo kilala si Nicole Castro.
Alam mo, piniisip-isip ko lang, inokray-okray sila ni Secretary Andanar. Ngayon,
Dumami sila ng isang million. Tapos ngayon, millions, millennials, patay sila.
It was actually Andanar who named them, Temperamental brats. Oh, good.
Okay, millennials against dictatorship. So, yun na ngayon ang ano. Okay, so today our episode on Temperamental Brats 2016, we had Kevin Mandrilla, Carl Molina, and Danielle Hill. Telling us about her play. How interesting rin yung play niya, classmate Hazel, no?
Interesting din yun. Kaya maganda yung ipalabas niya ulit kasi mainit pa yung...
She won in the playwriting contest, and then it was shown in the theater.
She's a writer.
She's a student, no? She's a young temperamental brat.
Okay. Now, si classmate Edgy actually nag-text din. Meron sa magluloko ata ang phone niya. Mag-field report sana siya.
Actually, sinasabotahe natin yung telepono.
Okay. And hindi namin alam kung next week ay may temperamental brats pa rin na episode. We'll see.
So anyway, before we go, classmate, gusto ko ulit i-remind. We'd like to thank our guests today.
Ang galing
nila. But we'd like to remind everybody of the Upcat and the Puspin Piesta to be held there at the Tessa Building at near the Arcon ng Cruz Naligas, no? At CP Garcia Avenue, no? There will be free anti-rabies vaccination for your stray cats. Philippine Animal Welfare Society talk on how to handle strays. A participatory photo contest. And a bazaar of cat products.
Diba?
Sige.
Panahon na ngayon ng pusa. Pumunta na kayo.
Hitler dictador. Pusa.
Dictador. Oh.
Pero classmate, yung mga hukay.
May mga hukay. Diba?
Ano mo kay Chesa yung kanyang pang sand, ano? Yung para sa sand.
Yung mga
shovels para sa sand. According to links, my student was saying that's a whole group of people marching, holding yung mga shovels nila.
Imagine yung mga mukha nila.
Pero serious yun.
Alam mo, hirap hanapin yan, ha? Yung mga ganyang ano. Siguro pinagnanakaw pa nila yan sa mga anak nila o sa mga kapatid nila. If it's not summer, mahirap yung hanapin kasi it's summer toys, actually.
Sinukay talaga yun sa mga baol.
Sige. So, yan na naman po ang naging isang episode ng Sikay Kilos, ang programa ng Kalisang Social Work and Community Development. Ito po si classmate Hazel.
At si classmate Rosel, DZUP 1602, Kasalika.
Kasalika.
Sikhay Kilos, kapitbisig para sa kaunlaran, para sa kinabukasan.
Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan.